Rosie on the House shared in celebrating Sanderson Ford's 60th anniversary on Valentine's Day. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree melted our hearts as he sang his version of the Beatles' When I'm 64 to his sweet wife, Kim.
We are obviously broadcasting live on Valentine's Day at Sanderson Ford, and we kind of had the idea to put together songs of everyone who's participating in the broadcast, the songs they danced to at their wedding or the something special to them. And John Eisenhower, our talking tree expert, came in and says, you know what? I would like to sing to my wife today. So, John, I know you play the guitar. I didn't know you sang as well. So let's
go, man.
Well, this song that's in the background right now, I Will by the Beatles, one of my favorite songs, and it's a great tribute to my wife. But I'm going to ask Mike to bring that music down for a minute because I need to sing another Beatles song that I think is really appropriate, being that I turned 60 in October. When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? I love you, honey.
Staying with the same theme, we had fun with Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau as well. It's the best of show from 2015, Rosie on the House.
Julie, I was looking through your wonderful website. I just love going on there. You got tons of great articles.
But Thank you.
This one caught my eye, 5 Herbs to Grow Indoors.
Correct.
And I just was thinking it's so miserable outside and hardly anything left to grow, right?
Right.
So
we're trying to help a lot of our young and up-and-comer families here in Arizona have a little bit of a green thumb by suggesting some of these articles. And so this growing your herbs indoors is one of the potentials. And I know they can get some herb seeds from John Jay.
Absolutely.
Do you have any starters right now?
Yeah, a few basil, you know, a few things. It's just, you know, pretty hot for most of that stuff to be started and be outside. Another couple weeks, but most of the stuff you're going to start now is going to have to be from seed.
Okay. So if you want to... Your article actually says it is a little hard to do it from seed, so maybe wait for the starters to come.
You know, and especially if you're going to plant one basil plant, one, you know, mint or, you know, whatever. You don't want a whole pack of seed just to grow one plant. And most of those are not terribly expensive. So somewhere between like $2 and $4, you're going to buy an herb plant. And they last, and we have a basil plant. It's not indoors, it's outdoors, but it's 3 or 4 years old.
Well, have you seen when you go to the grocery store, they have them like in little packets along there? You pay $2 to $4
just
for a sprig.
Oh, absolutely.
For a sprig. So that is really cost effective.
Even if that plant never grew, it's cheaper to buy
That's
the
true.
Plant and cut it up than it is to buy one of the packages of herbs. It really is.
It's so true. But I found out another reason you should grow herbs. So on the way in this morning, I'm reading the Farmer's Almanac. That's the kind of thing we
do. One of my favorite publications besides ours.
They have an article in there on romance. And just how aroma plays.
Maybe this will help me.
you get me off track here. So anyway, basil is one of the key ones that you would grow. So you can put a pot of basil on your doorstep to let people know that you're looking for love.
Oh, okay. I'm going to buy a whole plant.
You can tuck basil.
You need
basil.
About 10 of them?
Yes, I need 20 of them. Stop it.
Line the sidewalk on both sides.
We'll just have to let people know
that's what that means.
I don't think most people know that's what that means. And then the other thing you can do is you can stick a little basil in your clothing.
Oh, okay.
Or you can take a little oil and warm it and put the basil in there and just rub it on yourself.
I think the Romero family is helping me here because they know I'm single. I'm single, independent.
Not garlic, basil.
So anyway, we just say how the Italians already had figured it out with their pestos and stuff because pine nuts is also one. So if you put the pine nuts and the basil together, you got it all made.
I love to hike.
We love Julie.
Any single guys out there?
Growing herbs.
Has a really cool pickup, too.
All right. Send
great
picture.
Sense of humor,
send
great
picture
smile.
Picture of pickup.
Yeah. I'd marry you.
There you go.
You're tuned to the Outdoor Hour here at Rosie on the House. Today, we're having our Best of 2015 show. Stay tuned for more as we share some of our favorite homeowner questions from last year.
I'm out of home now, and I love my new little apartment, but there's something I miss. Watching my mom garden in our backyard. She gave those flowers and plants such a personal, loving touch that I miss. Well, I just visited my local garden center, and they gave me some great ideas. Now, when I look out my patio window, I see the beautiful planter they suggested teeming with bright Arizona flowers. It's like being with mom in her garden.
Want help with planting? It's all online at plant-something.org. Brought to you by the Arizona Nursery Association at plant-something.org.
You'll love it.
Grab your copy of the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic, where Rosie teaches homeowners how to tackle every do-it-yourself project under the roof.